Today we have the great joy of celebrating the queenship of our Blessed Lady. And one could ask the simple question, why is Mary the queen? And there are several reasons that we can look at. We see it actually in the gospel reading today. Our Lady understood very well at the moment that the angel told her who her son was going to be, that meant she was going to be the queen. Now, we would naturally think of things by saying, well, no, the queen is the wife of the king. Not in ancient Israel. The queen mother was the mother of the king. You'll see that for the first time in the first book of Kings, in the second chapter, when Bathsheba, who is the mother of King Solomon, comes into the royal throne room, and instead of her bowing down to the king, which would be the normal thing, it worked the other way. He stood up, he bowed down before his mother, and he ordered that another throne would be brought in, set right next to his. So there, seated to his right, was his mother, as now the queen. Now that's a practical thing as well. And this happened right almost immediately after Solomon became king, but after Solomon kind of lost his wisdom and married 900 women, you have to ask yourself, if it was the wife of the king, which one would it be? He had 900 of them. What an idiot. Anyway, that's beside the point, but the point is, which one of those 900 would be the queen? You'd have a real problem. So it solved a very practical problem. Make your mom the queen. Everyone knows who the mom is. Who's the real wife? That becomes the issue. So the queen was right there at the king's right hand. She was considered to be the great counselor to the king. She was the one who was to intercede for the people. So she was the mother to the people of Israel, interceding for them, so that sometimes what might be a harsh judgment of the king would be able to be mitigated through the intercession of his mother. If we look at even when Bathsheba had asked a favor of her son, he said, "Mother, I will deny you nothing." That was the disposition that the kings would have, that they would deny their mother nothing. So that's all fine and good. We recognized that being the case, when we looked at Saint Joseph, we look at what the angel said to Our Lady, that your son would sit on the throne of his father David. That tells us that Saint Joseph was the rightful heir to the throne. Joseph was the king, but there was no sitting king in Israel at that time. When Saint Joseph died, Jesus then became the rightful heir to the throne. Consequently, he is the king. His mother would be the queen. But that wasn't the point, because we hear about the fact that his reign will be forever. And we recognize where Jesus was crowned the king, on the cross. They put it right above his head, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. So who's standing right there to his right? His mother. And so when he was enthroned, in quotes, the queen was right next to him. But now, as we know, and as we even just celebrated a couple of days ago, he's enthroned in heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He is king forever. He is king not because he is God, but he is king because he is the Redeemer, because of what he did for humanity. That is why he is crowned the king. As God, obviously, he is the king of the universe from before the universe even was made. But in his humanity, now seated on the throne of God, he is king because he is the Redeemer. And who was there with him in all of it? His mother. And so she, as the queen mother, will be seated right next to her son, as is appropriate. And so she is the Redemptrix. She is the Mediatrix of all graces. She is the one who intercedes for us. And that even is what we hear about the humanity of our Lord. He lives forever to make intercession for us. That being the case, we also have our Blessed Lady doing the same, interceding for her children. She is the mother of all of the people who are members of her Son. And so she intercedes for us. What a wonderful thing. A beautiful thing for the people of Israel that they would have the queen that was there interceding for them. But when the queen is also their mom, yeah, the intercession's going to be way more powerful because moms tend to be slightly biased toward their children. Well, this is your mom, and she's the queen, and she's interceding for you. She's praying for you before the throne of God. So the humanity of Jesus, as we have talked about, was raised infinitely beyond what we are by nature and seated on the throne of God. Our Blessed Lady is now the highest human person in heaven and always will be. Not infinitely beyond us, but about as close to infinitely beyond us as you can get. And she is right there by her Son. So we can look to her for her intercession, for her maternal love, for her gentleness, for all the gifts that a mom gives to her children, because that's exactly why she is there. So we look to her as our queen. We honor her as our queen. But remember, her queenship is not one of power. We see that with a few of the women who were the queen mother in Israel. Their son died, and all of a sudden, the tiger lady came out and decided she was going to take over and became rather nasty and so on, and that didn't work very well. But beyond that, the queen mother was not usually that way at all. And so she isn't ruling by power. She isn't going to try to usurp the throne. She rules by intercession. She rules by charity. And that's what our mother wants to teach us. Those same principles. Total trust and confidence in the Lord. Total charity. To pray, to intercede, to love. That is what our task is. That's what our life is. So that's what Our Lady is doing for us right before the throne of God, at this moment and at every moment. But a mom teaches. She teaches by her words. She teaches most importantly by her example. So we look at our Blessed Lady, we look at the love she has for her Son. We look at the way she lived her life and continues to, and that's what we're to be formed into. Because she's our mom, we become like her. So that's the desire that she has for us. It's the desire her Son has for us, that we would become the people we were created to be, that we would be conformed to Jesus Christ. And the one who formed Jesus Christ is the one who is interceding before his throne to form you and me. So St. Louis de Montfort said, since she had only one son, she only knows one way to form a child. That being the case, she's going to form us the same way that she formed her Son. So we're going to be formed into his image and likeness. We're going to be formed to be the children of our Blessed Lady, to be members of Jesus Christ. That's what she is praying for. Not asking that we would get $1 million, not asking that this or that or the other thing. Asking truly what is best for us. That we would grow in holiness, we would be conformed to Christ, ultimately that we would save our souls and be able to be in heaven, to worship Jesus, to love him, and to be perfectly conformed to her Son.